أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember, we are talking about moral issues. Our previous sessions were devoted to the issue of reconciliation. We pointed out that it is the moral obligation of every Muslim to take the principle of reconciliation into account and to act in accordance with this principle. This session will be devoted to a new discussion. We will be touching moral virtues. One of the virtues of morality is truthfulness. We are supposed to speak the truth. And of course, every religion, every divine school of thought encourages its followers to speak the truth and to avoid falsehood and lying. To speak the truth means to be speaking in accordance with the realities on the ground. For example, when you report that it is raining outside, it must be raining outside. If you say it is raining outside, but in fact it is not raining outside, then you have not spoken the truth. To be able to speak the truth, your sentence, your report must comply with the reality on the ground. There must not be any inconsistency between what you say and what really exists on the ground. So we must try to respect reality and to make our words comply with the realities that are there on the ground. We will speak about the importance of truthfulness from the Islamic point of view. Among the revealed religions, Islam is very much concerned about truthfulness. Islam leaves no stone unturned in order to speak about the significance of truthfulness. Islam has made use of each and every possible means to tell us that truth is very important. We must honor the principle of truth in our life. We must respect this principle throughout our life. We must not pass by this principle, ignoring it and not taking it into account. I will mention some evidence from Islamic texts to show and to prove how important it is to be truthful in our life, to be righteous in our life, speak the truth and stop telling a lie. This is the motto of Islam. And this is the slogan of a good and true Muslim. Look at this verse. This verse, which I am going to recite, tells us about the importance of truthfulness. قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. God says, it is about the day of judgment. This verse is about the day of judgment. God says, this is the day when their truthfulness or when their truth benefits them. Here is the day when truth is beneficial and lie is not beneficial. What is the advantage of speaking the truth? And what is the benefit of speaking the truth? لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. There are gardens for them beneath which rivers flow. There are gardens, and these truthful persons are supposed to enter this garden and to sit under the shade of the trees of this garden. خالدين فيها. They stay there forever. They do not stay there for a night or two. They do not visit it for once. They remain there forever. رَزِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. That is very important. رَزِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. God is pleased with them. God is satisfied with these people because they are righteous people, because they are truthful people. And because of this, God is satisfied with them. وَرَزُوا عَنْهُ. And they are pleased with God. God is pleased with them and they are pleased with God. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is a mighty achievement. It is not easy to reach such a stage, the stage of satisfaction. It is very difficult to reach such a state. But this is the stage that is reached by truthful ones. Truthful ones are the people that are qualified for this stage. This verse contains many points and tells us in particular about the importance of truthfulness. First of all, it talks about the benefits of truthfulness. Let me now ask this question. Which world is this verse talking about? Does it talk about this world or does it talk about the next world? Of course, according to the interpreters, according to the scholars of the Holy Quran, the verse is not talking about this world. This verse is talking about the next world and about the benefits of truthfulness in the next world. It is in the next world that the truthful ones achieve and harvest the results of their actions. They have done their actions in this world, but they are harvesting the results of their action in the hereafter. In the hereafter, everyone is supposed to speak the truth. There is no chance of telling a lie for any person or any individual. Everything is open, everything is plain in the hereafter. Speaking the truth must take place in this world. If you speak the truth in this world, if you are a truthful person in this world, then of course you will be benefited in the next world. So good action has to be done in this world. It has to be kept in mind that truthfulness has to be achieved in this world. But the result for this action, the benefit of this action will be harvested in the next world. So this is an important point, and it has to be kept in mind. Another point is that if you are a person who is truthful, then remember that you, by doing this and by being truthful, you are able to satisfy God. You are able to please God. And it is a great achievement, of course, to be able to please God, to be able to satisfy God. God is pleased with you. If you are a truthful person, God is pleased with you. And it is not an easy thing. And it is not a simple thing to be able to please God. Because if God is pleased, then God is omnipotent. God is all power, all knowledge, and everything. If He is pleased with you, He can give you each and everything. Whatever you ask for, whatever you demand, you will be given. Your demand will be met. Your request will be given. So it is very much important to be able to please God. But there is another aspect of this quality that is also equally important. God is pleased with you, but you are also pleased with God. And this is also very much important. You reach the stage of satisfaction. There are many people in our surrounding who have each and everything. They have good buildings. They have new cars. They have luxury vehicles. They have each and everything, but they are not satisfied. They lack nothing, but they are not satisfied. When they speak like a poor person. They speak like a needy. If you look at them, you do not find them satisfied. They look as if they are in search of something. They look as if they are demanding something. They are not satisfied. But a person who is truthful, he is satisfied. He is pleased. This is very much important, of course. So because of all these points, we can conclude that the quality of truthfulness is an important quality, and we must try our level best to gain this quality and to be actually qualified with this quality. And of course, the present world is the place where we can do all these things. God has given the chance of life. God has given us the health. God has given us different bounties and different blessings. We must make use of all these bounties in order to gain good qualities. We must make use of all these opportunities in order to gain good qualities. If we miss this chance, we will not be able to gain this chance again. Once we are dead, we will not be able to bring any change in our life. But before we are dead, before we lose the opportunity, we must make up our mind. And we must make up our mind and make use of the opportunity that is existing in order to gain new qualities, in order to gain better qualities, in order to improve our personality. If we miss this chance, we will not be able to regain it again. So we are talking about the importance of truthfulness. Let me quote another verse from the Holy Quran, chapter Tawbah, verse number 119. The Holy Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullah. O you who believe, O believers, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Be afraid of God. God is not a fearful object. God is just. We must be afraid of justice of God, because God is just. If you act justly, if you act in accordance with the principle of justice, of course you do need to be afraid of God. But if you are unjust, if you act wrongfully towards yourself or towards others, then of course you need to be afraid of God. We need to be afraid of the justice of God. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful ones. Don't be with the hypocrites. Don't accompany the hypocrites, those who are double-faced, and those who are not true. Do not accompany them. Accompany those who are truthful. Accompany those who are honest. This is the demand of the Holy Quran. It shows how important it is to be truthful. It benefits you in the hereafter, and it is required by the Quran to be in the company of those who are truthful. Let us now touch some traditions that are relevant to our subject issue. This is Imam Ali, peace be upon him, while talking about truthfulness, he mentions as-sidqu aqwa da'aim al-iman. If you suppose that faith has many pillars, if you compare or liken faith to a building, and this building has got many pillars, one of the important pillars of the building of faith is sidq, or truthfulness. If you are truthful, of course, the building of your faith will stay, will remain stable. But if you are not truthful, then the building of your faith might be shaky, and it might tremble. So if you are concerned about your faith, if you are concerned about the articles of your faith, then be concerned with truthfulness and try to be truthful. Of course, it is very much difficult sometimes to speak the truth, but you need to exercise. Exercise makes man perfect. Every new habit is difficult to acquire. To acquire a new habit is, of course, difficult. And it takes you time to get habitualized to new habits. But, of course, it is not impossible to gain new habits. You can get new habits, and you can get used to new habits through exercise and through persistent practice. Exercise and practice makes man perfect. So, by exercising and by practicing, we can acquire the habit of speaking the truth. And by and by, we will be able to exercise this habit, to make use of this habit very easily and very comfortably. So according to the viewpoint of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, truthfulness is one of the pillars of faith. It is the strongest pillar of faith, according to him. And if this pillar is destroyed, the whole building of faith will be destroyed. And this is the Holy Prophet of Islam. He says, الصدق مبارك والكذب مشؤوم. He says, Sidq, truthfulness, is a blissful thing. It is a good thing. It is a welcome thing. وَالْكِذْبُ مَشْؤُومٌ. But lying is a bad thing. It brings you badness. It is a bad thing. A person who is a liar, he is a bad person. Rely on him. You cannot trust him with anything. You cannot send him anywhere. So that's why the Holy Prophet says that that sidq or truthfulness is a welcome phenomenon. It is a good thing. Again, one of the infallibles while commenting on truthfulness says, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا أَلْهَمَهُ الصِّدْقُ. If God loves someone, he inspires truthfulness to him. He inspires him to be truthful. So it is a sign of God, a sign of the love of God to be truthful. Don't take it one-handedly and try to tackle it very seriously. It is a sign of the love of God. If a person is truthful, it shows that he is loved by God. If a person is truthful, it means he is a person to whom God has paid attention. So it is not something that is simple. In a tradition, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, expresses a very valuable thing. He says, لا تنظروا إلى طول الركوع إلى طول ركوع الرجل وسجوده. While dealing with others, do not look at the prayers of others. Do not look at the length or at the length of the prayer of others. Maybe somebody pray and their prayer is very lengthy and very long. Their prostration is very long. Their bowing is very long. The verses in the chapter, the Quranic chapters they recite in the Holy Quran, the chapters of the Holy Quran they recite in their prayers might be very long. But you should not be fooled by all these things. This is the Imam Sadiq who says, you should not be fooled by all these things. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ قَدْ أَتَادَهُ. Maybe he is used to doing such kind of things. It is a part of his habit to do such kind of things. If he leaves aside this habit, he might be feeling frightened. In order to not to get frightened, he does such kind of things and he performs such difficult things. وَلَوْ تَرَكَهُ اسْتَوْحَشَ لِذَلِكَ. If he leaves these kind of things, he will be frightened. In order not to be frightened, he does such kind of things. وَلَكِنْ انْظُرُوا إِلَى صِدْقِ حَدِيثِهِ. The main criterion is truthfulness, not lengthy prayer, not fasting, not paying poor rate, not going on pilgrimage. What is important? What matters a lot is truthfulness. ولكن انظروا إلى صدق حديثه. Look at his truthfulness. Is he a truthful person? Is she a truthful person? If he or she is a truthful person, then understand that he is a believer. Understand that he is a person who is afraid of God, and he is a person who is loved by God. وَأَدَايَ أَمَانَتِهِ. And look, is he a trusty person? Can you trust him? Can you rely on him? If he is a person in whom you can trust, if he is a person on whom you can rely, then of course he is a good person. Otherwise, he is not a good person, and one cannot rely on him. So these were some of the evidence in the Islamic sources that tell us about the significance of truthfulness. And being truthful is very much important. In our next discussions, inshallah, we will talk about the different advantages to truthful, and we will, inshallah, touch the different aspects of this discussion. Thank you very much.